You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Here ends the reading. We depart from the assigned daily lectionary reading today to hear the good news of Jesus' birth proclaimed in Luke. The assigned reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 66, the Visitation, Magnificat, and Birth of John. Surely John, who was always pointing to Christ, would prefer we focus on Jesus this Christmas Eve. And well, we should have all our attention on Jesus. This most holy night, when hopefully the preparations are complete, it's time to pause for the Word of God, for meditation on this great mystery, and for worship and prayer. Whether you're able to gather with your congregation in church, or you must observe Christmas at home with family, or maybe you're alone, the message is the same. The angel of the Lord appears and proclaims, in the words of Martin Luther's beloved hymn, "From heaven above to earth I come to bring good news to everyone. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to all the world and gladly sing." The message is, to you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let us dance for joy. Let us gladly sing. Let us go tell it on the mountain and shout it in the streets. Let's tell our children and neighbors, the sick and the lonely, the fearful, Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Let's pray. Almighty God, you made this night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence day by day. In his name, amen. Here's a suggested Christmas Eve action. If you're able, celebrate the birth of the Christ child in person with your congregation. If not, find a Christmas service online or on TV, one way or the other. Join together with Christians worshiping Christ, the newborn King.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.